Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. It's a beautiful week.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can you? It's tonight.
It's tonight.
I guess where we are in a few minutes.
Fishing?
Yes, we are on our way to fish a big tournament, New Year's tournament that happens, I guess, every New Year's.
Yeah, every New Year's.
And we have...
They had it on the 4th of July one time, but they didn't call it New Year's.
Oh, I see.
Forget
all right,
what it was
time
called.
Out. I can't hear me.
No, you can't hear me?
Blank. Or am I still recording?
We're still going.
You're going.
What's Josh doing? Are you saboteuring us? I think he's a saboteur over there. Hey, it's not quite the New Year's, but it will be very short.
Yeah, 2017.
Do you remember when they had 2000 Y2K?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was panicked and they thought the world was going to come to an end?
I was in Port St. Lucie. In Florida, right outside. Is that right outside of Tampa?
Yep, that's where the Mets train.
Right, and that's where I was at. And dadgummit, I took the boys' Bergen boys' basketball team, and we played in a high school Florida basketball tournament that weekend.
In 2000?
2000, and 1999, actually. And I got up that morning, and of course it was 2000 in Australia, and watched some of the, and we were catching a plane out of there that night, and I said, please, and we flew out at like 3 o'clock. And I said, please go before it strikes midnight. I didn't want to be on an airplane. Everybody had me gunshot.
I was at a conference. I remember being at that conference, and they were talking all about it. And when it got ready, and, of course, everybody was holding their collective noses. And as we found out, not a whole lot happened.
No, nothing happened.
Everything just went good.
Why would it not happen?
They were worried about the computers only going up to 2,000.
Oh, is that right?
And they weren't going any further than that. And were they going to respond to it? Is that correct, Josh?
Josh.
Well, what it was, oh wow, I'm just going in and out on me. All right, can you guys hear me good?
I can hear you.
All right, this is fantastic. I love the equipment here.
We'll turn you down when we have enough of you.
All right. So, the whole thing was the original computers were only slotted with two digits for the year, and they had been building. It was like at 99 at that point, and they were worried that once it goes to 100, that would be three digits, and that would just not be right, So and that's exactly what happened.
But it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out. Everything was fine. Everybody was just panicking for no reason. They didn't know what was going to happen, and the computers
just
adapted.
You didn't care anyway. No, you were like five.
How old were you?
I was
you were a baby.
I was 12. I was 13.
Oh, you're 13?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hanging out.
How? Well, yeah, but he's 13, but he still knew a lot more about computers and stuff. You and I didn't know anything, so we weren't worried.
I guarantee it. All I knew is I read the newspaper, and I was getting the heck home.
I hear you. Big League Fishing this morning, Doug Flint, Keith Munson. We're on our way down to Lake Cumberland. We're going to fish a tournament today, and we got a chance to go fish this past week. We'll let you know a little bit about what we did, but we have both come to a conclusion in our very ripe young age. We are starting to figure a few things out on Cumberland now. I still think you can catch fish the other way, but
you can catch fish lots of ways right now. They're just good. We call them every which way you could think of, really. But we call them a little bit better ones.
Don't say that, because that'll make me look like a liar from what I've told people. There's some people that are going to be listening to this show this morning, and I told them we didn't do any good at all.
Although
I did show them the video of you letting up some of the fish loose.
Oh, really? Did you show them that video?
Yeah.
Did you see my thumb?
I see your thumb. That's a good sign.
I like when
we decided we'd keep, see how many we could get, what our total weight would be. So we put a few in the live.
We had a great day. We had a pretty good day, though.
We had a decent day.
18 and a half pounds, maybe.
You think it's that much?
Yeah, I got to thinking about it.
Well, the two big smallmouth were pretty big. They're probably close to five.
We had a 4 and a 5 smallmouth, and then you had a large mouth that was close to 4.
That's 13.
And then we had another one that was 3.5.
Man, that put us right up
pretty 17,
close.
Then we had to, I mean, had we had spots. Some spots is almost 3.
And if it was a 6 fish limit, we'd have had 20.
Yeah. I believe. Yeah. We finally caught more than 5, didn't we?
We finally caught more than 1. More than 1. And if you just want to go down and catch some stripers, folks, this is the time to go.
It is. How many stripers did we catch?
I'm guessing 20. 15 to 20, probably.
One pretty good size one.
One would probably go, 8 or 10 pounds?
Probably close to 10. And the rest of them were
4 and 5 pounds?
Yeah, they were. Just, all the same, man, weren't they?
Every one of them was the same. Whack, whack, whack. There's people that would love to go down there and do that.
Yeah, I do.
There's a couple of
I'm one of them.
That's right, you're one of them. There's a couple of ways you could probably do it, but we're going to tell you a little bit about that in a little bit later. One of the reasons why we got limited how we could fish, because there was a lot of wind. We had up to 20 mile an hour gusts.
30. Did you? Man, we was got it? When I got in that night, Saturday night,
oh, yeah.
It flat stormed.
Oh yeah, it did storm. That's right.
Or was it Monday? Yeah, my weekend.
We went Monday.
Day after Christmas.
Yep.
So that was our Christmas present,
which is what we do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue doing it, good Lord willing, because it's just fun to do.
It is.
But you know what? It sort of surprised me. Of course, the temperature down there was up 60 something degrees. Where we put in we'll just leave it that. At the boat ramp. There was, 8 or 10 boats, but I heard that a lot of other places, they had the boat ramps were full.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a lot of people fishing all over the lake that day. Yeah, we saw a lot of boats.
Great day to fish.
Well, you know what? There were some people that we know that I found out saw us and never came over to say hello to us that day.
You're kidding me.
No, sir. I will give you their names. Well, that's not rude.
You're rude. That's rude.
I get a rude?
You're rude.
Oh, well, thank you.
You ever got a rude, Josh?
Well, thank you. That's my first rude from you.
Well, that is rude. Not even speak to us.
I didn't say a word, and they caught a bunch of fish too. So they were evidently
that's what it was.
Same area.
They was trying to.
Yep.
Was trying to keep it a secret from us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And would we do that?
One of them's a real strong Christian man too, and that we run into at the Dairy Queen.
Really?
He catches a lot of fish too. Okay. Down there with his lovely wife. I won't call any names. John May. It was good to run into him.
Yeah.
Great family, good people I've known for a long time. And he loves to fish, but he said they had a rough day, and
yeah,
he's a good fisherman. And there was another one down there that said he whacked them.
Man, they're biting at Lake Cumberland right now. They're biting at Dale Hollow. Bill Taylor went to Dale Hollow and caught a big sack of fish the same day.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Fishing
28 or 29 bass, I think they said.
Seriously?
Yeah. He was holding the black and blue jig.
Oh, well, there's the talk right there. All right, we're going to tell you all about it when we come back. We're ready to go fishing. It's a great morning. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mee from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dewad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hey, we're back. Action number two. Big League Fishing, Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, Josh Hopness in the studio today. We're trying to get through this show today because we're excited about going fishing.
Yeah. Plus, we're being rushed, too. Matthew Lawrence and...
Matthew's not even here.
He's not?
No. And if he were the one that were rushing us, we would not be in any hurry.
I hear you.
Because, you know, you got to be a talent to really come here and take our place.
Mike Cameron's a good fellow. We got
to
take care of him.
Mike Cameron's not going to be here today either.
Mike Cameron's not here either?
Who is it, Josh? You got Neil?
Neil and Sean, actually. I was going to be on it.
Yeah,
I've been on it for the past 3 days. Well, I've been doing this with you guys, you know, so...
Will you be producing their show today?
No. I'm going home and spending what little time I have left with my wife while she is still pregnant and the baby is not out.
And the baby be due when?
January 9th, but, you know, it's close.
Is it really?
Starting to get that watermelon look, huh?
Are we going to get the look? Are we going to get the call?
Yeah.
We going to get the call to come over?
Yeah.
I mean.
You can come over, hang out.
I mean, little Keith Douglas. We can't wait to come over
Douglas
and see.
Keith.
We
said that backwards, didn't we?
You
put me first, and I put you first.
Well,
that's good friends.
Very considerate friends right there.
Well, that's us. You know, that's just he's only considerate. Get him in a boat, he ain't too dadgum considerate, though. How about a man fishing a bait when we were there the other day?
I tried to give it to him,
Josh. I didn't even have one of, and he never even offered to give me or help me use that
Somebody's
other bait.
Telling a big
one. Oh, man.
He's being rude again.
Another rude.
I
got 2 minutes today. So there I am, struggling, not doing anything, not griping, netting his fish for him, being a good guy, and he continues to fish right along.
After I caught that 5-pound smallmouth, I said, would you like to throw us some? He said, he wouldn't even speak to me. He didn't even...
I'm, I'm going to be joining you pretty good today, though. We're out there fishing. I'm going to be on them.
Yes, you are.
And this will be the least amount of poles that I bring probably ever on a fishing trip.
No.
Yeah. I'm bringing two of the you-know-which kinds.
Uh-huh.
And then I may bring...
Two of the other you-know-which kinds?
No, one of the other two or three kinds. So I'd be five poles. Knowing that I probably won't use...
Oh, you built the one.
That's it. But it looks better in the boat.
It does.
You know, and now let me ask you this. Since we're
golf club on the course, do you? Even though you're hitting it good with that one club.
Well, the other ones have got to bring them for decoys, right?
Right. Decoys.
Decoys. That's it.
Decoys.
All right. So we're gonna leave the cover on the boat until after I launch you. Then you take it off while I'm up parking the truck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll get out there and throw what everybody else is throwing.
Exactly. Won't we though? All right, it ain't no secret, folks, what the fish are hitting on.
Heck no.
I mean, they're catching them on a lot of different ways. Now, this is true.
Yeah.
I heard somebody was down there on Wednesday, and it was having the best day they've ever had on Cumberland.
It was the best day?
It was a very good day. They said they were catching, they're whacking them. I know what they're throwing. They're catching them on jigs.
Yeah, they're biting jigs.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
As far as we know. Then I also heard they were catching them on Cranking Johnson's.
Mm-hmm. They are.
And
but you got to go up the lake a little bit. You know, if you fish down the lower end, Jamestown, that area, it's not as good. You can catch them up down there, but it's not as... You get up in the midsection, Conley Bottom.
Does it have much to do right now with the watercolor?
Yeah, the watercolor is the key to it, I think. But also, it's just typical this time of year, the fish are always in there. When the water's 50 to 55 degrees like it is right now, this bite's going to last a long time.
And that's what we saw, wasn't it? Yeah, 50
we saw
to 55 degrees.
56 in a couple areas.
Yeah, we did.
That's unbelievable how warm it is for right now.
There's a good chance it may be a little bit lower, but probably not much.
I remember several years ago Lake Cumberland did this, but it was in the spring. Late February, early March, it hit the 50s, and then it kind of cooled back down, and it stayed 50, I think, halfway through April. And them fish bit the same way.
Wow.
It was so much fun.
Would you say that on most tournaments it goes down there, if you get a decent number of boats, like, 40, 50, whatever we're probably going to have, like that, you better have somewhere close to 20 pounds to be
up there. Yeah, it'd take over 20 probably to win, I would think.
Took 23 at Taylor's tournament?
Yeah. Well, that was six fish, so it'd probably take 20.
Right.
But here's the thing. Richard is having his tournament on Saturday, which is, we tape, this is aired on both days, Saturday and Sunday. So.
Yep.
So if it's Saturday and you missed it, he's having one Sunday as well, New Year's Day.
That's right.
I just texted him earlier today, and he said 7:30 to 4, and so Lake Cumberland out of Conley Bottom.
And then we do it earlier, except it doesn't get light till 7:30.
Right. We got down. We weren't excited the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
How long did we sit on the ramp in the dark?
Oh, 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. I don't know.
And then we decided to put in run in the dark.
And then we said, let's go. See, aren't you glad you still got that same enthusiasm for fishing?
Goodness. I love it.
If you've known how I've been the last 2 days, I mean, yes, I have gone into work. I put me a tie on, ran over to Central Bank, let those wonderful folks over there say hey to me. And then...
As you was getting on the elevator?
As I was leaving. And then, I've been to the bait stores. I've been everywhere. I've been talking to people. I love it. It's just, there's nothing like it.
It's not. It's a sickness for sure.
If I knew that I had enough money, I could... Right now, the way I feel now, I could stay out there and I could go every day.
I could too. That's never been a problem for me.
Well, yeah. Have you ever figured up how many days you fish?
No, I don't want to because. But they say time spent fishing not deducted from your life. So
seriously.
Yeah. So I'm wanting to live to be a very, very old man.
Hey, let me ask something. You're fishing with me now. I'm over 65. Now.
Okay.
So when I get a few more years, and I'm kind of talking like this. Are you still going to be good to me and take me out?
Yes, I will. I'll even cast it and let you reel it in. How's that sound?
No, you'll cast it if you catch a fish.
If I hook one.
Yeah.
Reel this one in, Dougie.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered, because fishing, fortunately, is something you can do for a long time.
As long as you can stand.
And down, you made a comment to me last time we went. You looked around all the guys that were there, the boaters, and you went, man, we all started out together 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Back in the early 80s, I started fishing bass tournaments, started fishing them a lot in the mid-80s. But early 80s, I'd get in one here and one there. Of course, it didn't happen all the time.
It was 30 years ago.
Back then, they had, it's 80, 90. It's been almost 35, so been a long time.
What was the trail that you guys fished in? Was that the Red Man?
Well, that's when Red Man started. It was owned by Operation Bass.
Yeah,
and Mike Whitaker started it, and then Charlie Evans. He hired Charlie Evans on, and then they got bought out, and I forget who bought them. But anyway, it went from Operation Bass to FLW, and it's just bloom and blossom. But used to, back years ago, we had a bluegrass bass fisherman, BBF. And they were draw tournaments like that. And a lot of had most of your tournaments back then were buddy tournaments.
Yeah.
And you had your Bassmaster tournaments, you know, and they'd win a boat. You know, now they're winning $100,000, $150,000, and people, tons of guys doing it professionally, you know. But back then, you just had a select few: Jimmy Houston, Denny Breyer, you know, Rick Klun. Kevin Van Dam didn't come on the scene until the early 90s, you know. Yeah.
But, and he came on pretty good.
And when he came on, he was here. You know, yeah. He opened the door and stepped right in. And but
he's still as fierce a competitor, I guess.
Oh,
as you'll
my
see,
goodness! Loves to fish. You know, that's his. I guess his strength. You know, he don't want to get beat.
Yeah.
You know, he really doesn't. So, he's very good at not getting beat too.
Well, I tell you what, I got to get. It's not a new year yet. I said I was going to have to improve my fishing. I thought I didn't really improve it the other day fishing.
Yeah,
you
did.
Well, we caught a few, but I didn't have the bait.
Well, you knew what we were doing, and you didn't have it. So
yeah, but
fishing is like that. I mean, there's times they'll key on one certain technique, one certain presentation, you know.
You remember that we talked about having that one little Johnson with a little spin on the bottom and throwing that? Do you think that would be worth bringing?
Yeah, I definitely would. I was going to mention that in the elevator, and you rudely interrupted me, but... That's what we're coming up.
Right, you give me another. That's three rudes.
It was three rudes. I was thinking to myself, I said, he's rude.
Hey, speaking of that, I happened to watch a show last night. As when they set Gomer up with a date.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
He didn't get her a corsage.
He didn't get her a corsage. He had to go around out and get one.
I've seen them all.
God, is that funny.
In fact, I've got the collection at the house.
What's she look like? DVDs. She's smart. She's real nice.
She's nice. Real nice.
You know, we could do that. We could be. We wouldn't have to alter anything to be a Dumb and Dumber show or a Hee Haw show. The only difference, what music he played on there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to listen to the start of this show and hear, I mean, you'd say, that's Doug and Keith.
I think the music last week was pretty good.
Rumor has it was very, very good.
Rumor has it.
Yeah, rumor has
it. You weren't listening?
I just got the very end of it.
I got the end of it, too.
And I caught the very end of it.
Well.
But we'll have it all.
Can you get us a copy? How do we get it? Cause it's not on the podcast.
I've got a copy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Could you send me a copy of it?
Yes, sir.
It was the Christmas show.
So
we obviously had some Christmas music, but it was very selective Christmas music that Mr. Toughness went and got.
High intelligence stuff.
Oh, of course it was. Absolutely, it was. I tell you, this is what we do in the boat most of the time. We're out there.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be a little bit slow. We might not be catch. You know what I didn't realize?
Most of the time.
We went for an hour and a half without a fish.
We did.
And I didn't realize that. But you reminded me, says, you know, we've been about an hour and a half. We ain't had a bite.
Yeah.
And we still end up with a bunch of good fish. Yeah. But
we turned all our fish. We had eight, I think, in live well. And we turned them all loose, took pictures, and kind of clammed
around.
We got
no video.
Yeah. And then we turned around, and Doug said, I think we got about 2 hours. We can still catch another one. And we did. That's when we caught our biggest smallmouth.
Oh, that was a nice smallmouth. But when that thing jumped. So that's. I'm hoping that we can get into a mess of smallmouth. We know we can probably catch some Kentucks, but getting those big ones, that's what makes the difference.
The big old fat ones are biting right now, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. Golly, it is too much fun. Big League Fishing, Doug Flynn, Keith Munson. Yeah, Christmas is come and gone, and the new year is upon us.
Gosh, so 2017.
Are you going to – you got big plans for tonight?
I'm going bowling with my grandbaby, my wife. And
is that kind of a Munson family
ritual?
It's
a Munson family ritual. We used to do it with our old buddy, the Legend.
Oh.
That's going to be kind of a tough one this year. Him and his son used to come, and we did it every year for probably the last 5 years. But he would always, you know how he talks smack all the time. And he'd call me, and he'd say, me and your wife and me and my son and your granddaughter are going to take on you and your wife. You think you're such a good bowler. And I'd beat him most of the time. And I wouldn't let him forget it either.
Are you going to call Elijah to go with you?
I was thinking about it. He's got a Facebook page, and I saw that there's some kind of party he's going to. So he'd probably rather do that than go hang out with us. But we'll find out.
And so do you bowl all the way up till midnight?
No, we just bowled about 7 or 8, and then we come home. And
we ain't going to be home till 7 or 8.
No, I will be. I got to fly home.
Oh, you
got to
fly home?
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that in the next segment.
Oh, okay. We're going to be fishing. Now we got to get home for all the big parties that the Munson Family Ritual Bowling Gala that will take place in Harrodsburg.
Right. And do not drink and drive. Do not drink, but do not drink and drive for sure.
And the Flynn, I don't know what we'll do. We're going to get home. I'll probably take a nap so that I can be awake when it comes time for midnight. It's going to be a new year, 2017. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back to Big League Fishing. You've heard us act kind of silly up here. You got something there you can... can you pick that up, Josh?
I don't know if it's big enough or not.
We're going to try something. This is the kind of stuff that we listen to out in the boat.
That's rude. Well, thank you. I got it rude. I bet you ain't never got no rude.
Ernest T. Bass. There's nobody
better. He's one of the best.
He was only in like 5 or 6 episodes, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think 7, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 7 episodes. But I heard he wrote a lot of their, you know, helped write a lot of their episodes. So he was involved.
Golly, is that funny.
Man, he's great.
I know.
Man, that was a good show. That's probably the best show ever. I mean, as far as, you know, there wasn't nothing bad. You didn't care what, you know, who watched it with you. Man, it was funny.
The timing was so good on it from all the actors. But Andy and Barney certainly had something special.
But, yeah, Judy.
But the timing was, we did some of that in the boat too. My boy Munson, he can recite to you almost every word from Andy Griffith in any goofy movie that's ever come out.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That's a good one.
Yeah. Just Dumb and Dumber. Christmas Vacation, the classics. All the classics.
Ones with high intelligence in them.
Absolutely.
You know, ones that's hard to remember.
And you can't get your wife to go with them, but your daughter loves them.
She loves every minute of it.
What about Bailey?
And my grandbaby, she's kind of in on that kind of stuff.
You got to break her in right.
Yeah, that's true. She loves that kind of stuff.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit. We went fishing, And we had a pretty good day. We got down there, beautiful day.
Oh, a little windy. Was 76 or 77 degrees. I mean, we fished in a t-shirt most afternoon.
It was just warm. We came out of our stuff. We didn't really have to put them on. But took the stuff off and just started fishing around and fished the jig most of the time till the wind got up. Then when the wind got up, we sort of switched over. Yeah. Cranking a little bit.
Jerkbait a little bit. Alabama rig some.
I got the right colors now.
Do you?
I got just what we need.
Uh-oh.
There ain't no doubt.
I'm glad.
There ain't no doubt. All you got to do is just sit back and admire.
Can I just stand up there with the net and stand beside you?
Just stand up there with the net and... just hold on because I got it figured out. I may put on a show today.
Okay.
I
would love to see
it. May be one of those that you'll be talking about for years.
I would say the glue stuck with us today.
The glue stuck. You know what? We had two glue shirts on the other day.
That might have been the key, reckon?
I don't know if it was a key or the...
Certainly didn't hurt.
I don't think it hurt either. So, all right. Should we glue it again?
Team glue.
That's who we'll be. You got that, Josh? Josh put it out on Twitter the other day.
Did he really?
Yeah. I retweeted it on, got a bunch of hits on it. Like, oh, so we have hoodies now? A lot of people wanted me to send them a hoodie. And I went, hey, you got to help my troops out first.
That's exactly right.
You want a hoodie? You put a little money in the kitty, take care of our military. Then you get one.
That's not asking too much.
That's not asking much at all. That's so we get to go out there and go fishing. But that's a good picture, Josh. You look good.
I appreciate it.
Look good.
The wife took that one.
But of course. See, that's what happens when you give them to somebody, then they end up going to the women because they love those things.
Oh yeah.
All right, so then we fished jigs, crankbaits.
You even threw your topwater bait some.
I did. Yes, well, we saw a bunch of fish jumping.
They were jumping
and didn't have one of them hit it.
No, not on the jumps you didn't.
So but, I'm a little shocked. I thought I might get one in that mess.
Yeah, I still wouldn't be a bit afraid to try it right now.
I'll promise y'all I have it on.
Fish are up to shallow. The minnows are small. They were chasing. That's what surprised me.
I got another little trick up my sleeve.
No, you're just full of surprises.
I'm full of stuff. When you see me, you're going to say, you're going to say, that's not the Doug Flynn I know.
That's a fishing encyclopedia right there.
That's what you'll probably say. At the end of the day, you'll go, boy, do I feel blessed just to have been out there with this boy today.
I need to say that's a fishing Google site right there.
Did you by any chance change your line on your...
No, I have not.
I wish you would.
I'm
going.
I struggled with that line, didn't
that I? You struggled with the line, but you were impressive in getting that mess out.
Man, is that the truth? You've got to be talented to get out a knot like that and a bird's nest like that.
A rookie couldn't do that.
No, I just sat down and just took my time.
You really did?
How I just didn't lose my composure.
No. You only got one time where you were not on the borderline, but you just... You kind of mentioned it. Yeah. I am about to get upset.
I did say that, didn't I?
And I believe that was all I got out of you. And then about that time, you went, oh, I moved it about a foot.
Then another foot.
But when you get backlashes, which you will, you just get them. And boy got them all out.
Here's the
but
thing.
I think it was that line. I really do. That line you used.
I'm with you on that because you, after talking to you and then our buddy Greg, he was fussing about it. But he uses his on a spinning reel, and this was on a casting reel. So, but I definitely need to change.
It messes up on a spinning reel?
We'll stop down there at Greg's on the way down and get me another spool. It won't take long to spool it on there.
All right. Well, I happen to go home, and I got me another one ready. So Dude. I'm gonna have two of them ready to go. And then I'm going to have...
Different colors? Did you try different colors?
I'm going to put different colors on them. Yeah.
I'm going to try one with purple back this time.
With what?
Purple back, chartreuse sides.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. See, that's... I don't have none of those.
Well, I got two of them. I'll start casting them. I'll loan you one.
All right.
Like I did last
week. Yeah, like you
week.
Did the other day. Checks in the mail. I got it. Yeah.
Buddy.
Trees, 90% air. Yeah. We'll be right back with this line dog partner of mine here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM, and they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dew ad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. Hey, guess what? We're back. Last segment, Big League Fishing. We're on our way to the lake. Hope you are, too. We're going down to try to catch some fish. We've had our head between our legs, our tail between our legs.
Too long.
We have not even been in the hunt.
No.
Head between your legs.
I don't know where that came from.
That's New Year's Eve talk right there.
Yeah, that's right. All right, that's
he
later.
Hit the bubbly.
That's later tonight. My head will be between the legs. Now, yeah, if the problem tonight is, will I be able to stay awake when we get back?
No, I won't.
I won't either, but I'm going to have to because Mama's already threatened me.
No, I guarantee I'll be in trouble, but that's all right. I'll just have to fly back.
Yeah.
Because we'll drive separate and you can stay, and then as soon as we weigh in, I'm going to hit the road.
No, we can drive separate, but I got to get back too. So we're on our way to go down fish this tournament. We know where we're going to go fish. We got a little run, probably have a little bit of company, but not a whole lot.
You know, Dale Holla is equally as hot as Cumberland right now. And they're still catching a few fish on Harrington that people I've talked that's gone down there. Most of the people I'm talking to and the information I'm getting, people are going to Dale and to Cumberland. But Cumberland, I mean, evidently Dale Hall is red hot right now. We started to go down there. We just pulled in on the way down.
I don't know some guys that haven't done that good there yet.
Really?
No, I mean, Taylor must have just – well, you and I talked a little bit about it, about some guys we know that were there. One day there were two boats. One boat had five. One boat had six.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed an extra day. One boat had six and one boat had – 10.
Really?
So that's not like whacking them. I mean,
no,
if you get some nice fish, obviously, yeah. But it's not like you want to go down and catch, you know, 20 or have those really good old big days where you catch 50.
Yeah, I like catching hundreds.
I know. Yeah, I tell you what, you can do that if you don't mind catching a few stripers here and there.
Golly, them stripers are there right now.
So
they are fun.
So our game plan is real simple this time. We're just going to go
catch more than anybody else.
Put the boat down in the water and go get them.
That's right. Exactly.
That's
a fine idea.
Yeah. You have any certain, I mean, I noticed we caught fish on, the banks didn't seem to have a whole lot to do with all of it.
If you'll think we just let the trolling motor down, we come to a bluff, we'd fish it. We come around a point on a flat, we'd fish it. We come to a pocket, we'd go in it a little ways, fish it, and come back out. We catch one here, one there. Sometimes we catch two or three.
Yep.
But most time it was just one here, one there. And I think covering water, where we've been laying with a jig for so long and taking so long.
Can't cover as much water.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, you keep cranking and you're good.
No doubt you can still catch a bunch on the jig. And
absolutely.
We'll mix it up a little bit, but
I'll have mine laying out there. You can count on that.
Well, I know that. I know, and I have my top water laid out just in case.
Just in case.
I know. That's stupid to do, but if...
No, it's not. It's too much fun.
Unless we could get a bunch of smallmouth jumps.
Oh. Have you ever been in a smallmouth jumps?
Once.
Where was this at? Dale Hollow?
Dale Hollow.
Yeah. They used to, you know, I guess...
Down around...
Obi River.
Tommy's place.
Yeah, that's Obi River.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
Star Point,
yeah.
I was with J.P. Pennington of Exile.
Uh-huh.
We went down... The season was over. It had to be November, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe even December. We pulled in, and it was 70 degrees. And that night, we got in. We drove down in the morning, so we'd fished a little bit. We got us a bite to eat. We wanted to go out a little bit, and the sun was, you know, still didn't get real down till 6:30 probably. Mm-hmm. And the water was covered with bait.
Oh,
I mean, if as far as you could see, it was those, well, the LYs.
LYs, uh-huh.
As far as you could see, and then they just, boom, things busting in them. And we pulled on, had two spooks, and we started, what our mistake was waiting until we saw one jump and throw them, and we should have just been firing.
Yeah, just give them something to jump at.
And we probably caught 10 fish in the jumps, all big smallmouth.
Oh.
That's the only time I've ever been in a jump like that.
That's no fun.
Have you?
No, I've not been strictly smallmouth. We pulled up one time and the stripers were jumping.
Oh gosh!
Right about Jamestown, where Jamestown Wolf Creek. We was headed back up the lake, and bam, and the big old stripers were jumping. And the first fish I catch was a big smallmouth. And then man, we hooked into a couple. In fact, one of them kept my spook. It's probably 30 plus.
Yeah.
And big man, have you ever seen those big stripers jump?
Wes Cole and I did that one day.
Now that is fun. It's scary.
We had like 10-pound tests on or 12-pound tests.
Yeah.
And threw our two spooks out there, and they still running. We couldn't stop them. I mean, peeling drag. Well, there's nothing you can do.
Well, them little 3 and 4 pounders we're catching, you can't do nothing with them. You know, every one of them.
Are you reckon that's all they weigh?
Yeah, they weren't very big. I'd say, though, they were averaging probably 4 pounds.
Golly.
But they pulled my chain.
I know.
You know, I was with Bill Taylor one time. We was way up South Fork, and we was throwing, it was in the spring, and we were throwing flukes around. The water was flooded. And we were catching several bass, and one big one swirled out behind us. And I remember he just turned slick, you know how you do. Mm-hmm. He swung out there and twisted about 3 times, and the biggest striper I've ever seen. I bet it was 50 pounds. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
It set the hook, and when he jerked, that fish didn't even move. It just, like, it hung there. And he was fighting it, and it really didn't, you know, just kind of twisted back and forth like, what the heck's going on here? And then it made a turn and gone, and he said, I'm going to lose all my line. He finally held on and let it break.
Yeah,
it was a giant.
And really, you know, they got them in there.
Oh, yeah.
What's the lake record, 55, 58?
55, 58, maybe 60. I don't know. I think the world record is up in the 60s and 70 now. Caught down, I know down Milton Hill right below Fort Loudoun there, they had the world record at one time. It was like a 70-pounder. So,
golly.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big
one. I mean, you got to go fishing for them for that, right? I mean,
yeah.
You can't just.
You reckon they're stocking? Are they still stocking? Because they say they won't reproduce. But, you know, I caught one little one the other day. That's as little
as
I ever caught.
That's the smallest one I've seen in a long time.
What was it, 6, 7, 8 inches long, something
yeah.
like that? It wasn't very big.
I know, and the rest of them are.
So, you know, that evidently that's just one they put in that's small, I guess.
Well, you know, they evidently are making a lot of money on striper fishing.
Yes, they are.
With the guides. So
guides,
I'd say they probably are trying to keep some in. And for years people said, well, it's really going to hurt the bass fishing.
Yeah.
Because they, and then others, the experts were saying that stripers don't eat the bass.
Uh-huh.
That's a uh-huh right there.
Uh-huh. I believe that.
Yeah, right. Because
was
that, were you fishing with me one time when you were bringing a bass in and one of these big suckers came and just tried to take it away?
In a tournament, took my spot. It was about a 13 or 14 inch spot, and
yeah.
It was gone. He led and you were gone.
Yeah, I mean, not even close. So you know that big old striper.
It was awful. But they'll eat anything. I mean, somebody said they eat like half their weight a day or something. Well, that's a lot of shad. They got to come up with a 2-pounder once in a while.
That's exactly right. Know? I don't know how to get in that little small mouth, though.
I don't either. Well, when they're 50 pounds, they've got bigger mouths.
Yeah. How do you get to be 50 pounds? I know. Big League Fishing here. Hey, it's New Year's Eve morning.
It's here.
Or if you're catching this on Sunday, it's a New Year's.
That's right.
And whatever it is, we hope that you have the very best.
2017. They may just be up all night. Might just stay up all night.
Stay up the whole night. Are you getting New Year's resolutions?
No, I haven't even thought about it. I usually do, but I haven't even thought about it.
Josh, you got any? Other than that baby? But you've already done your work, so you don't have to redo anything now.
Proceed in my career.
Proceed?
Proceed.
Proceed.
And excel in my career.
And excel in your career.
Proceed
That's right.
And excel.
Oh.
Move forward.
Are you trying to say you're leaving us?
That'd be a
No.
That'd be a good T-shirt, wouldn't it? Proceed and excel.
Ooh.
Yeah, how about that?
Might have something there.
Put a little
trademark.
Beard under, little beard
trademark.
Under the armpit.
Proceed and excel with a little beard under, little the, beard armpit. Under the armpit.
That'll work.
That's it. Well, buddy, we hope you may have that baby time we do our next show.
Yeah.
Could.
Call us.
Due on the 9th. So
call
9th.
Us.
That's right around the corner.
We'll be there. It's right around the corner. I know. Number one, baby number one.
Then his hair start thinning and get gray.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be doing a comb over with that beard.
Yeah.
Combing it back up on top.
I wish I had something to comb it back up on top.
Oh, man. I know. I'm like you. Anyway, no New Year's. I don't think I have any either. I'd like to just be a better person, I think.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm sorry. I'm going to think about that, though.
Yeah.
Man, he's making
it. Used to make all these silly things, and then I'd blow them by, you know, January 2nd. What good was that? Like, my goal is to try to get some workouts in, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You got to have a goal. Because if you don't, I mean, if you set your goals low, good chance you'll reach them.
Yeah, that's right.
Then so you need to set your goals a little bit higher.
That's where you're always reaching. Always striving forward.
Since you don't take a seat out in the boat anymore, then I'm going to have to get my legs in better shape, which I did pretty good the other day.
Yeah, I'll bring you a seat.
Oh, no, no, no.
You want a seat?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nah, it'd take up too much room.
I just lay it on top of the garage. I never do.
I think it'd take up too much room.
Put it in my garage, I hit that little place back there, so I have to take it out when I push it in there.
I will have some sandwich stuff. That'll be the only time we'll sit down.
We had some brownies the other day that we forgot.
Still got them. I know. How about that?
That is.
Duh.
Josh, have you ever gone fishing with a guy and he forgot the brownies, left them in the truck, or gone anywhere with a guy and forgot the brownies?
I have not.
His wife makes excellent caramel. Were they caramel brownies? They weren't. Okay.
No, these weren't made by her. These were made by a very young, lovely lady at the bank.
Okay.
Well,
I can forgive you because if they were,
they ain't going nowhere in that can. They're gonna be just as good.
We'll have them.
Let me ask you something.
Okay, ask me something.
The cats will be playing on this morning, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, I believe they win.
You think they win?
I think they win. I believe they beat Georgia Tech.
All right. Hold it.
I agree.
No.
Yeah.
What's the score by how many?
I'm not telling the score.
Go ahead. You've been so close all
year. No, that's why I'm giving up.
No, you got to make one.
With high school, I killed it with scores, but no.
I'm going to say 14 points.
They win by 14.
Oh, man.
Judy.
And you say?
I say, oh, man.
He says, oh, man.
He's making fun of me now.
I think he is. I think he's saying you're crazy. Hey, I hope you guys both have great 2017.
You too, buddy. It's been fun. It's another year behind.
Let's make it even more fun.
Well, yeah.
And let's catch a bunch of fish today. And let's talk some smack next week.
We can do that.
All right?
We can talk smack either way, though.
I know. We'll do that. And by golly, Flip, to miss you today on the radio, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug and Keith and Doug. Happy New Year, everybody. God bless you. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dew ad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got
do
gooses. Yeah, doodly, keep it going. Yeah. HR department, do start doodly, chanting.
Do ya.
Yes.
Do ya, Mountain
Doodly, gorgeous.
Do ya.
Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months. Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did.